Clickety, clickety, boom.
Craig.
Ian.
How are you at delivering me information that I'm not interested in, but marginally curious about in a too long didn't read version?
Probably pretty good.
What is sign stealing and why do I care?
You shouldn't care.
I could even answer this question. I just want to throw that out there.
Because sign stealing has been a part of baseball since baseball started.
Okay.
It is just now they're upset because instead of like having a guy sit in the outfield and watch the signs, we now use a camera to sit in the outfield and watch the signs. That's really the big difference is how dare you use your technology in my baseball game? You must all be fired.
Okay.
They were doing more than that. Like a lot more than that.
Come up with more complicated signs.
Tell me more, Ray.
Well, so they were using technology to record the signs being given. There were people watching the cameras in there, not just in the dugout, but inside, like not on the field. And they were relaying the messages and they were using trash cans. They were like banging things to give signals to the batter to let them know what the pitch was going to be moments before the guy pitched.
The problem is they took too much fighting out of baseball. Back in the day, what would happen is as soon as they found out you were stealing signs, your star player was getting a baseball between his eyeballs. And that's how that would always end up being stopped. We were going to cripple your players until you stop stealing our signs. So stop stealing our signs.
I entirely disagree that that is the correct way to approach this. But
it fixed the problem every time.
All right, then. I'll go back to not caring. But thank you guys for knowing and for helping me through it.
Yeah. I don't know. The only thing I found is it told me, because apparently I completely missed it, that somehow the Mets rehired Carlos Beltran and made him the manager. And I went, we did what now?
I'm okay with that.
Well, now they're going to fire him again because he was part of the sign-stealing scam when he was in Houston.
Who wasn't in Houston with this sign-stealing scam?
Exactly. Everybody. Everybody played for Houston.
Holy majoli. All right. Well, that's fine. He's fired. I hated that guy anyway.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, but they're leaning towards they're probably going to cut paths with him already. I'm like, I thought he was still when I heard the news and it said Beltran's back with the Mets, and I went, really? He's so old?
He's
like, can't even hit the ball anymore? And they told me he was the manager.
Too.
I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay, I'd been hearing a lot about that, and I was curious. Now, is it more, give me some comparisons. Is it more egregious or less egregious than the Patriots spygate that went completely unpunished?
To me, it is less.
Okay, equivalently egregious to people who aren't you?
I mean, okay, even if I know I get it. These guys are professionals, they're real good. But even if I tell you, hey, there's a fastball coming, I still have to have the ability to hit the 100-mile-an-hour fastball, right?
Sure.
As the batter. As opposed to when the Patriots are recording all of my plays and can instantly tell the defense, hey, it's going to be a pass to the right at the 4 yards out. Go ahead and get everybody running there before the play even starts. You know, so I
would agree that it definitely doesn't have, it does not have as much impact on each play. But you still have to have the ability to hit a fastball, but if you know there's a curveball coming, that greatly increases your chance of getting a hit.
Yes, but I don't think it as much as it does in knowing the exact play that's coming in football.
Oh, I agree.
Sure. Right.
So to me, it's less of a deal.
All right.
The Scripto Scriptorium.
Let me check out my...
I do find it amusing that you did ask that question after Samurai muted himself.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. There was no intentional correlation.
Sure. It's just, considering where Samurai works.
Does Samurai do something for professional baseball?
Doesn't he work at a baseball museum?
Oh, I knew he worked at a museum, but I've forgotten which kind.
Okay.
So, Ian, here's the plan for next year, though. So, the Steelers need to tank all next year so we can get the Trevor Lawrence, right?
I don't know who that is.
He's the quarterback for the team that just lost on Monday for Clemson. In any case, I want that to happen so that we can draft him, and then the AFC North can have 4 out of the last 5 Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks all as the starters.
Oh, did he win the Heisman Trophy?
Well, no, but the guy who won this year is going to Cincinnati.
Yes.
And then you've got dude in Cleveland, and you've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Right. So this coming up year, the Clemson guy's going to win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, in 2020 he will.
Okay. See that long-haired hippie from Clemson?
Yeah, the one who looks like a jerk surfer frat kid that you want to punch in the face repeatedly?
Yeah, you want him to... to head up the Steelers?
I do, because he's real good. I just hate his look real bad.
Nah.
He's got a bad look. He needs like a buzz cut?
He's a bum.
Or something? He's got to get a new haircut.
All right. So now I think we could probably start the show. Are there playoff games this weekend? One on each day, or are they both on Sunday?
I think they're both on Sunday.
Okay. They are both on Sunday.
And of last week's games, Bill O'Brien should have been fired instantly.
No way.
We're winning the game. We're up 1,000,000 points to 0. You know what we should do? Fake punt. That's a great idea. What a moron. That changed the entire game. I didn't realize the channel was open and there were people in it. I was just ranting along.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say. We'll save that for when Teeth gets here. He's feeling bad about that.
Man, I saw that play. I'm like, really? A fake punt? What, are you stupid? And they were, because that completely, the game was over.
Nope. Ever since his meltdown, I love Bill O'Brien.
Man.
Did you see his meltdown on, I saw it on TMZ, but I assume you saw it on a sports talk show of some variety?
I did not. Was it after the game?
No, this was when they lost to Denver.
Oh.
One of the fans, he's walking into the tunnel, and one of the fans screams, "Bill, you suck!" And he goes crazy. He's like, "No, you suck, you MF-er! You suck! Come down here and tell me that you suck so bad, you MF-ing suck!" And I was like, "Yes, it's awesome!"
bring him back to Penn State. We need the fire. good times. All right, we should move on to what we're actually supposed to be talking about here.
All right.
Are you ready? Y'all ready for this?
Nice. Also gross.
Yeah. Greetings, Troop of Favors. Welcome to the 225th. Man, that's going to be a big number. Installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Bean 15. That's Ian. They are the Puzzle Warriors.
What's up?
All right.
I think Ray's gone.
Yeah.
He quit the show.
He killed Ray.
I zoned out with all the sports talk. Sorry.
Yeah. This is the week of the January 15th and 22nd of the 2020s. This week on 2020, John Stossel reports. New Deadpool Dailies, Wednesday, Electro, Thursday, Gambit, Friday, Angel, Saturday, Black Panther, Sunday, Magneto, Monday, Storm, Tuesday, Cage, Wednesday, Rocket, and Groot. Over in the 5-day 4-star crate! Oh, the Titans. On the 13th was Gamorpha. How'd that go for you?
Fine. She can keep Thanos stunned indefinitely.
Yeah, I got a board. It had, like, redonkulous amounts of blue.
Yeah.
I matched that, and the game was over. I was like, look, I win.
Yeah, that is ferocious. Her stun is absolutely excellent.
Yeah.
And then right as I was about to kill him, her deadliest woman went off, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I love it when that happens by accident. You get a big cascade, and all the purple go away, and you're like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah, that is not as difficult to activate as I thought it would be. But, yep, it went well.
You can do it with, if we team her up with Quake, and have Quake target all the purple tiles to blow them up.
Oh, yeah, Resonance Frequency, and then have her insta-kill. That's a okay idea. And as a throwback, I took everyone's advice, and I did eventually win with Valkyrie.
Wow, nice.
Yep. I had some old Valkyrie boosts, and then I was able to maneuver appropriately.
Very well done, because that was a rough one.
It was tedious.
Coming up next is Baby Groot.
Oh, yep. I've heard of them. I better check the infographic to see if I have a chance. Oh, I'm okay. I'll give him some ISO, but 5-2-4 will get it done.
Yeah. Get your green going, get some extra moves and the exploding bomb. And
took me a second to figure out who it was, but I got there eventually. Who they're fighting?
About Rocket and Groot? Oh!
I don't know who they fight.
Well, if he stands
Drax?
Completely still, he
Drax
becomes invisible.
Mm.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. All right, in your story events, Hearts of Darkness is running right now. They get you three visions and North Star. Ugh. Top 50 is Red Hulk, and 51 to 400 is Gamora. That's followed up by Deadpool Versus, three Gamoras, Red Hulk, Lockjaw, and Thanos are the rewards there. In the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Quaid. In the Shield Simulator, that'll get you She-Hulk, some three Thanoses, and a Carolina Dean. Right now, Behold Thanos is running. That'll get you Thanos, Gwenpool. Top 10 is Cho, and 11 to 50 is Strange. So they posted a link for the 194 release notes. It says, celebrate all month long with free tokens, a super villain, more shard options, and all new thrilling content. So I need a super villain.
I need thrilling content.
It says, fix the bug where characters' AP bars would incorrectly indicate that they can be fired when Prophet of Null was on your team. On Android things, if you have Android the 10, whatever pastry that's named after, the game will no longer display the soft buttons at the bottom of the screen. Fix the bug where in rare cases players are unable to purchase additional roster slots after completing the early stages of the game. Well, that would suck. Fix the bug where players were sometimes unable to scroll through their rewards. Fix the bug where players were taken to the Google Play Store on Android devices after beating a mission immediately after updating the game. That's an odd quirk.
That's a great quirk. Congratulations, go buy stuff.
And players would no longer be able to activate their 2099 Spider-Man's Spider Bite while infinite power from Thanos is on the board. So there you go. But yeah, no details about this supervillain or all new thrilling content.
Or shard options. What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or free stuff.
Yeah.
That's a whole month. January's looking good.
So prep yourself.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else? Any local news you want to talk about? We had our first, you know, meeting of the year, and we brought back Summers on Allen Street, and now that's a go now.
Wait, yeah. Didn't you just say that got torpedoed?
It did, and now it's back, and now it's a go. It got voted down in December, and then brought back on the council agenda in January, and voted as a yes.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Brondiak actually Great. Posted the Summers on Allen approved after Councilwoman Deanna Baring took a seat at the start of the year. So there you go. Thanks, Deanna.
Yeah.
Well, there were two new council people, not just one, but
I don't know.
Deanna was key.
She did vote yes. The other one voted no. So
this is news from Perondiac. This overrides right. any sort of local news or the person that works for the borough. I mean,
I was only sitting there in the room. What do I know?
Right. Well, apparently you felt it important to bring up the person who did nothing to help Summers in Allen Street.
No, he actually did. So he did research, like he conducted polls of the businesses on Allen and asked them how they felt about it. And it was interesting.
How does this He's make wrong. You feel?
Yeah.
All right. Fine, then. Let's move on. What do we do first? Superhero Showdown? Yeah. So last
Sometimes.
Week we had Silver Samurai versus Kitty Pryde. Ray, who won in that battle?
So got a few comments. First, while Samurai's costume, Silver Samurai costume is and will always be dope, I am choosing Kitty based solely on her description-defying awesome jumpsuit costume that is in the game. I regret nothing. Another comment said, given that Kitty is not just able to phase, but incredibly skilled as a ninja and samurai herself, as a ninja and samurai, I'm skeptical, but okay. And
yeah, I don't think she can be both.
Right. And an expert swordswoman, I'm going to say it's an easy win for her. We also had a comment that said, even though I know I'll be outvoted, Hello. I got arcade one-ups, Hello? Marvel arcade cabinet for Hello? Christmas. And seeing how Silver Samurai is featured in the fighting game X-Men Children Hello. Of the Atom,
I have no
but
sound.
Kitty Pryde is not, I'll vote for Silver Samurai. You are correct, though. You are outvoted. You are the only person who voted for Samurai. The winner is Kitty Pryde.
I saw that cabinet at Target and considered it for a brief moment, but I just don't think I have the space for it.
Can you guys hear me?
What, having a private conversation to yourself while Ray's trying to read the mail? Yeah, okay. I heard it like three times. It was awesome.
I had nothing but my thing said I was connected, and then I've got a button that says go live on the voice thing, and I didn't know if I'm live, am I not live, what do I know?
It's like, is there someone else in the room with you? Are we bothering you? Do you want to go ahead and finish the conversation?
I don't know, whatever. So who won? Kitty? It's great.
Kitty used her ninja samurai powers to beat up a silver samurai.
Oh, good. All right, so this week, in the pentadecagon, we have the Silver Surfer, a lot of big run on silver, versus Molecule Man doing whatever molecules can.
I don't know who's going first.
I mean,
well, let me just say that Molecule Man, Molecule Man has the ability to create whatever he wants. He can manipulate molecules. He's he can create things, energy bursts. I don't know. He's pretty strong.
I agree. I thought this was going to be a runaway for Molecule Man, to be honest. But then I took some time to read up on the Silver Surfer. Which you have conveniently linked on puzzlewarriors3.com. So now, you know, it's your molecular manipulation versus my matter manipulation. I feel like you're my power cosmic versus your power cosmic. I feel like this is a suspiciously even match. I did not understand the level of power that Surfer possesses.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
It is incredibly significant. I think this... I honestly don't know which way this will go. I think the Surfer stands a pretty good chance, but this is definitely a fight that will reshape the cosmos.
Or at least their section of it, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I feel...
Happy?
No, I feel like molecular...
Fine.
Mental molecular manipulation might be a little more potent than Surfer's matter manipulation, but it's close, and Surfer has a lot of power, so that slice of the power cosmic is virtually unlimited. This is one I'm really genuinely interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah, this would be a good comic to actually, you know, get a hold of.
Right.
I don't know.
I would watch this. I would shell out pay-per-view money for this.
Oh, speaking of which, Ian, how much is the fight this weekend?
I don't know what it costs. I'm sorry, I don't know.
All right.
Are you planning on watching it?
I really want to watch McGregor beat the crap out of Cowboy Cerrone.
Do you, though?
I do.
McGregor's a turd.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be a first-round knockout.
I don't doubt it. Cerrone's...
100 years old. I mean,
yeah, Cerrone's almost finished. Like, McGregor's on the way down, but
yeah,
Cerrone's
not that far
at the
down.
Bottom. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's not pay-per-view money.
I'll have to see if I can bootleg it on the interweb somewhere.
Oh, for sure. I'll tell you where... I would never do such a thing,
right,
but I know a guy who's probably going to do something like that on Saturday. I'll send you a text.
All right, there we go. Everybody vote. Who's going to win?
Yes, Molecule Man versus Silver Surfer.
All right, let's talk about some sitcoms. Let me pull up the chart here. We got what? Sevens and tens. Oh, my God. Look at the first one.
Wow.
I'm sure I'm already outvoted, but yeah, I hate you guys.
I don't
All right,
know.
So
it's going to lean heavily on Ray, I'll tell you that.
The first bracket is the convicted rapist of the Cosby Show.
We've already said that we're not going to use external anything, any external life criteria.
Yeah.
Versus one of the great shows of all time, Are You Being Served?
Okay. I hate to put this much on Ray right away, but... I mean, clearly it's 100% Cosby Show from this guy and 100% Are You Being Served from that guy.
That is correct.
Cosby Show was fantastic.
It was. Good show.
It was absolutely fantastic.
I don't know why, but there's that episode where they go and they visit, oh my God, I just drew a blank. singer, he's playing the piano, he's blind.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Right, and he records all of them on his synthesizer, and he makes a song out of all the Cosby members like saying things. And all I hear in my head over and over again is Theo saying, "Jammin' number one, jammin' number one, jammin' number one."
Oh, the episode where Theo's thinking about moving out, and the Cos teaches him about how budgeting and expenses, and how it's much harder than he thinks. They were all good. The episode with the where they were asking each other riddles. The whole episode? Oh, that was a great episode. can't tell you. I came to school the next day and everybody like asked that as though we didn't all have television. I was like, come on, guys, do better. All yeah, right. Absolutely. Cosby Show really carried NBC as an entire network for like 8 years.
This is very true. So personally, I didn't care for Cosby Show that much. And let me tell you why. It seemed like all the kids were just whiny brats and they all irritated me. However,
it's true. They were.
Cosby, the writing, it was a funny show. There's no question about it. I also very much enjoy Are You Being Served? One of the best in British comedy. But the impact of The Cosby Show, and like you said...
Hold on. But The Cosby Show made the classic sitcom downfall of, oh, the ratings are down? Bring on another little kid. That'll make it better.
Oh, that was a huge...
Ugh, those seasons are terrible.
That was a bad downturn. I agree.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It took a sharp turn at the very end. Although, Raven Simone turned out to be pretty cool.
Yeah, but not while she was on that show.
Not on that show at all. But, I mean, it spawned some decent spinoffs. And
give me an example.
Oh, man. Didn't Lisa Bonet go off to college? And stuff happened there?
Yes. What was a different world? Yeah.
Yeah, but
that was good.
Really? Because you said decent spinoff.
Oh, I watched a lot of that show.
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, no, it was fine. Wasn't good enough to make the list, but it was a decent show. It was at least as good as 227, which wasn't a spinoff, but was a decent show.
I'll give you that, sure. No, I seriously think that the impact of The Cosby Show way outweighs the fact that I actually enjoy Are You Being Served more.
Woo, Cosby! Pudding pops!
That is bunk, and I say by its bunk.
All right,
moving on. Well, this is easy if you're me as well. So this one we have, I'm assuming we're going with American version of The Office.
Correct.
Not the sweet British version. Correct. Versus the 9-9! 9-9!
So, I'm having a similar conundrum that Ray had at the first. I do love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a funny show. The acting and the writing is hilarious. And, I really can't say enough good things about it. Because I find The Office, the humor on The Office makes me uncomfortable more often than it makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do recognize the popularity and the at times brilliance of The Office, and The Office in itself kind of, you know, not actual spinoffs, but it created its own, like, I don't know, genre of comedy almost, even though it was a, you know, an obvious remake of The Office.
Of The Office?
Of the exact same show, yes. But again, it also suffered from things like, oh, making Andy the boss after actor who played Michael Scott left the show. And I was like, oh, come on, just let the show end. When it should have ended. So definitely had some flaws, but The Office was a big deal.
Anyway, that there was an episode of 9-9 where Captain Holt is playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Huh? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Either I am.
You, I think you miss. I think you did not recognize that meme had been altered to include Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I was hoping to slide that through there.
And that he was never, in fact, playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. Just as a...
I tried.
Yeah, it was a good try. I also have the internet, so... Occasionally I look at it.
Foiled by the interwebs.
Yeah, sorry, I don't do anything really compelling as a profession, so I fill my days with looking at the internet. I don't know. I don't know. If we're Brave votes for 9-9, I don't even need to vote, so...
Yeah, I'm not voting for 9-9.
Come on!
The writing quality on The Office, I mean, it's just, yeah.
You've not watched enough 9-9.
I probably haven't watched enough of it.
That's true. 9-9 is just straight up funny, which is why I like it better, but
right, I know what I'm getting every episode. It is nonstop comedy.
Right. The Office is the correct choice. I'm going to vote for The Office.
Man, you guys make me sad.
Sorry, dude. We do that. In fairness, you make us sad, so it kind of balances out.
You said doo-doo.
We made a couple other people sad that there was a 9-9 chant going on the Discord. So
that's right, because it's 9-9.
All right, let's argue some more.
All right. This one is also easy for me. So on the bottom right bracket, we have Roseanne versus Perfect Strangers.
Oh, it's Roseanne easy.
Right. Like, do we need to, Ray, do we need to talk about this anyway?
No, I mean, I love Balky and Cousin Larry, but no. Yeah. It's not even close. Perfectly clear.
It's a landslide in favor of Roseanne.
All right.
Because we're not letting external factors impact us, are we?
Right.
We can just recognize the fact that Roseanne as a show was kind of hilarious and kind of groundbreaking in its time.
All right, moving up the top. Ooh, look at this one. Boy, that caused me a little bit of thought taken here.
Just a little
bit. So we got Parks and Rec, which was super good after season one, versus My Name is Earl, which was super good at the beginning and then got a little crappy at the end.
Yeah, they definitely kind of shifted in different directions. Yeah, Parks and Rec spent a whole season confused about what it was about and thought that it was just an Office clone. And then they started to create their own show, and it just kept getting better and better as Adam Scott joined the show. And I don't know, who's that guy who plugs Atkins? Super old, but still really handsome.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, Rob Lowe.
That's
Rob
it.
Rob Lowe. Yeah, Rob Lowe joined the show.
The show got super good with Rob Lowe.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like I said, that's a show I had to revisit when it came out new. I tried to watch the first season.
Yep, I was
out. By episode four, I'm like, this is complete hot garbage, and I quit watching it. And then,
totally got better.
Like, 6 years later or more, might have been 10 years later, people said, no, really.
Got to revisit it.
And I went back
Nick Offerman and was solid gold.
And binged it. And yes, after you get Star-Lord and Rob Lowe going, much better.
Oh, my goodness. Aubrey Plaza is definitely going to be my second wife.
Yeah, good for you.
She will also be my second ex-wife. but
I was a big fan of My Name is Earl, too. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, it was a little, it was pretty funny.
Exactly.
I like Jason Lee to sound like a pile of like human clickbait for a minute. Has anybody seen Ethan Suplee lately?
I don't know what those words mean.
Ethan Suplee played Earl's brother on My Name is Earl. He also played Fat Seth in American History X.
Oh,
he also couldn't see a sailboat in Mallrats.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not a sailboat, it's a scooter.
A sailboat is a schooner, dummy.
Stupid head.
He has recently lost about 200 pounds and is jacked out of his mind.
Oh, good for him.
I mean, he is just chiseled out of stone. He has a savage beard he was virtually unrecognizable. Click here. Did he just pop up in Discord?
Ray popped him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he should be doing MMA.
Yeah.
I like how the shirt says, die first, then quit.
Wow. Yeah, he is pretty, look at that.
Yeah, good for him. He didn't let Scientology completely ruin his life.
Oh, he's a Scientologist too?
Yep.
Oh no, we're enemies again.
Man.
Then why is he not working?
Have you memorized the entire celebrity Scientology list? Or?
only the ones that the celebrities that I like. The ones who disappoint me.
All right.
Unfortunately, Jason Lee is also on that list.
I know.
Yeah.
And I love me some Jason Lee.
Is everybody on that show on that list?
No, not everybody.
Okay.
What's her name? Is she a Scientologist?
Alyssa Milano?
No.
Oh. She was on that show. My Name is Earl for a couple seasons.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed those seasons. No, I was thinking of Jamie something.
Yeah.
Presley?
Jamie, what's her name?
Jamie Presley, Poison Ivy.
Her.
Yep.
To my knowledge, no, she is not.
All right. She will be. It's all a trap. Yeah. So anyway, he's looking crazy, but I mean, definitely Parks and Rec.
Yeah. There's,
Parks and Rec is, my name is Earl. Earl was good. Parks and Rec was great.
Earl's a good, solid show. But Parks and Rec really hit its stride there for, a good number of seasons.
We are unanimous in this.
So there you go. Only two completely wrong answers by the jerks who host this show.
I can't believe you thought Are You Being Served was going to win. Because
that show is amazing.
It's not amazing. It's kind
of amazing. All right, moving on. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, I got to transition over to that, do I? All right, let's start with the, let's start with the controversial stuff. Jeff Duggan on the Reddits.
Hey-o.
Let me get through it first, all right? He says... Okay. I know Ray will be the one to read this, but my rant here at the moment is directed to Craig. I know that North Star is a character that has been requested in the game because I have requested him. I remember reading in my local newspaper the story that was written when Marvel officially acknowledged North Star as a gay character. I think it was the first time a character who was part of a monthly book, a current monthly book, was acknowledged as being gay. It was a big deal. And although I happen to be straight myself, my work as a high school teacher constantly reminds me that people need to have some ability to see people like themselves in their entertainment. So that Craig addressed this in the Reddit. That has no bearing whatsoever on how I feel about the character. I mean, that's great, but that doesn't mean that I found him to be a, you know, really inspiring superhero. Like, his powers just, I don't even remember them. I read some Alpha Flight, and I really don't remember North Star at all. Now, granted, he was ranting at Craig, not me, but I wanted to defend my opinion.
And him in the game? He sucks.
I'm not certain about that. I'm pretty sure you're right.
Well, I mean, obviously I don't have him, you know, super maxed out and somebody didn't come up with some weird combo, but the initial read of his powers did not sound good.
Yeah, I think he's going to have some very niche play ability, but generally, yeah, I don't think he's going to be all that amazing.
My hatred of Northstar had no idea on his made-up sexual orientation for this made-up character, but he just has no interest to me. As does, you know, neither does the other 90% of Alpha Flight.
That's another thing that I would say.
If it's Puck or if it's Sasquatch, you might have me in. The rest of them, who cares?
That was a surprisingly Canadian pronunciation of that. Sasquatch.
Hey?
I don't know, Jeff, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Craig is absolutely correct. He poo-poos on like 90% of the new heroes that are in this game. So
yeah.
You can't be angry at him because he disagrees with the one you really like. I mean, you can. That's your right. But
right. There's just so many valid reasons to be angry at him.
Right. All right, moving on.
All right.
Perondiac said, Ian's John Madden impression was fantastic. He also says Northstar has one decent power and then he just turns terrible. So you can be mad at Perondiac as well.
Yep.
On liking things ironically backfiring, he once forced people to listen to The Fox by Ilvis. Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, What the Fox Say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
He says, it backfired, and now I love that song.
Yeah, you do.
Groose says, all right. Gary Coleman's cause of death was complications from multiple seizures. I guess you could say he died from different strokes.
Oh, snap. Wait. So how do you spell this guy's name?
Groose.
Like, is it a U or two O's?
It's G-H-R-E-U-S-S.
Oh, I was thinking it was Gross Bruce put together, so right. It was Gross.
Right, now we analyze this literally every time he comments, and it's not.
Okay.
It's just Gross, but that was good.
However, I think his comment puts him into the, are you sure this isn't Gross Bruce?
I mean, that is just so not, you know, appropriate, but hilarious at the same time.
It's really good. I'm going to steal it, retell it, pretend yeah. like I thought of it.
You should.
All right, and D-Wing's wall of text. He says, Craig kind of strikes me as a human plot hole.
Wow. Is that good or bad?
I don't know, but it's funny.
Also, Lando Calrissian has been watching My Little Pony. Apparently, we said something about, I don't remember this at all. But he asks, Lando Calrissian has been watching My Little Pony? Go on. Given Craig's near rancor for North Star, how awesome would his powers need to have been for Craig not to sound like a cranky old man about them?
There's no.
No, because really, the fact that it was North Star started out with, dear God, why? And then I read his powers.
Right.
I mean, I see the value in using the powers of freaking Gwenpool, but I still hate her because she's freaking Gwenpool.
That's a true story.
She dumb.
D-Wing also asked about what a phrase that I thought we commonly used it, but maybe not so much. And it's in quotes with a question mark after it. Brain Markled? And no, it's Brain Murgled.
Murgled.
Murgled. Yeah. There's a G in there.
Why is everybody hating on Megan? It's not Brain Markle. She already gave up on royal duties. Man, she isn't the light. The treasure.
She's living up in Canada.
That's a wise choice.
No.
Brain Nurgled.
Not Nurgled.
I can accept that.
Murgled.
Yeah, it is Murgled, but for a second, Samurai was worried that it was Brain Nurgled, which would make equal amounts of sense in my mind.
Back to D-Wing. We haven't had a new 3-star in over a year, I think. I would think Good. Ian is learning their powers through segment repetition, if not use. Well, it's certainly not use, because I think the ones that Ian doesn't know are like Angel, and I mean, nobody right. uses Angel, so.
Right. And when I get to the segment, I don't learn anything. I just go, I don't know this one, next. So when I get back to the segment, I still don't know Angel or Gambit. Thanks, Swamp. You're right. It is definitely Gambit and Angel.
And finally, and he even says, obviously, Ray can sit this one out. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right, but he says, Cowher in the Hall of Fame? Right call.
Yeah, it was.
Carr.
Carr?
Bill Carr. We had Carr Parr.
You were correct, Ray. It's just Bill Cowher.
Okay.
Carr.
He's a Hall of Fame football coach.
Hey, the head coach Next of football comment. Stillers. And he had Carr Parr. Joey! Joey!
I'm going to stop sitting out in order to come back and say, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all the comments.
All right.
thanks, Billy. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
and
want,
we just
to,
want pump
you up.
You up. Whoop. All right. Let's figure some things out. Make sure there's no. Okay. We're good. 3 stars. Here's some boosted characters. Beast is Ooh. Boosted. So his blue special tiles that he creates will do a little bit more. His green AoE will do a little bit more. And his healing will be increased. And it's already good. So he's going to see a lot of benefit from being boosted. Doctor Strange, the amount of damage his yellow does when other people fire powers will be increased, as will... When his stun is done stunning, does it do damage?
I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like Crimson Bands does damage in some capacity, but I'm not sure because I only recognize it as a stunning ability.
Sorry, I was typing. You're talking about Doctor Strange? Yeah, it does damage. It absolutely does damage.
Yeah,
every round.
Crimson Bands of Sidorak!
Every single round.
All right, yeah. So there you go. Good for him.
I don't know. I don't use that character.
You should. He's the delight.
Wow.
When you're doing PvE and you want to move quickly through some of the goon waves and you're still in 3-star land, that's the answer. Kamala Khan, boosted. Her, my kid calls it a stretchy punch, so I don't remember what it's really called. But
embiggened?
Her green AoE is going to be, what's it called?
I don't know, she gets embiggened.
Ah, the embiggened bash. Yeah, that'll be, you'll get more damage out of that. Lots of AoE there. Also, better burst healing. Luke Cage. Good old 3-star Luke Cage. A lot of damage out of yellow, a lot of damage out of black. Bigger protect tile. And, the Punisher. I kind of know what he does, but...
He shoots you in the head, in no way...
Right, his red will do a little more damage. Does he throw a Molotov cocktail?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, that'll do a little bit more.
I actually used that power this week. I was using... Ooh. Well, it was his PvP, or maybe it was a lightning round. But in any case, I threw a Molotov cocktail with a Koye around, and he just killed everyone. It was pretty cool.
So, and his green does some... Probably damage with some board shake, but it's not very useful. 4-star boosted characters. Agent Phil Coulson.
Yeah, he good stuff.
He is good stuff. He does lots of active and passive things simultaneously. The damage that you get out of his purple tile swapping ability is going to be boosted. All of the cavalry tiles that he creates with his yellow are going to be boosted. I'm a little foggy on what his blue does because I only use it passively, but I think it deals some damage when the countdown expires, so a little extra damage. I really want to ask Craig about this next character because I know he doesn't use her and doesn't know anything that she does because she's awful, but it's Dazzler!
Yeah, baby! Woo!
Her green damage is boosted, and her red strike tiles are boosted.
So, you know, here's a character who is awesome, but yet her powers in the game are not good.
Right. So, would it balance things out if the character is terrible and they're... So she's like the anti-Gwenpool.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting. Let's talk about Moon Knight instead. I like that guy.
Ah, Lord of Croissants.
He does some big damage with his fist of whether or not it's a silent K, we'll never know. And then his Moon Silver Blades also do...
They do lots of damage.
A lot of damage to a random enemy. He also gets a healing bump when he... If he kills an enemy with his fists. His purple does some stuff, but, you know, you have it set at a 3, and it's passive, and it immediately takes effect, so whatever.
He It'll is deal in with... his suit and tie. Suit and tie.
Let's see what next week's, or this upcoming Crash host, Rocket and Groot do. The attack tile and the damage that come out of his blue are increased. The green AoE is increased, and all those crazy strike tiles that he makes with his yellow will be increased. So if you're already having a problem with his existence, expect it to be a little worse soon. And my old nemesis from a couple crashes ago, Rogue, what's gloves off turn into? Anybody?
I don't know. Exploding time.
Yeah, explodey damage time. And it's a lot of damage. Her red also does increased damage this week. Let's see. What's the
Gamma Siphon?
Gamma Siphon?
Lisa needs braces.
This picture of Master Rogi totally jacked up is really intimidating. I don't like it at all. All right. Samurai suggests that you should enjoy Doctor Strange and Kamala Khan if you are still using 3 stars. They are both boosted. They both apparently have PvP events this week, and they make excellent counters for one another. Oh, yeah, she will help. Her healing will help cushion the passive damage from the Flames of the Faltine, and she's still got that green AoE, which is cool. He's got stun, which will activate her healing. All right. Yeah, they're 2 great characters. They're both 3 stars. They're both boosted, and they're both relevant this week. Give them a try, preferably together.
Are the 2 great tastes that taste great together?
Exactly.
Did you put your Strange in my Kamala Khan? Did I put my Kamala Khan in your Strange?
All right. Well, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who is boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray. Oh.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, this week, I'm switching it up. And so last week we did a 3-star team. This week we're going to the other end. Here's a 5-star team.
Whoa, doggies.
Hopefully it's usable to somebody. It's not to me yet. I only have 2 of the 3, but 5-star synergy team: Storm, Black Bolt, and Gambit.
Oh, I've run into that.
It can be dangerous. The commenter said, I started having fun with this team last season on a sim, and it works really well. With Storm and Black Bolt spamming charge tiles, Black Bolt will do a ton of damage with his passive, and Gambit still hits hard with his red, even though, you know, it was nerfed a while back. And eventually, you can use Storm's power. I forget which one it is. Is it Gathering Clouds? Her black power destroys all charge tiles, dealing damage based on the number of tiles destroyed. That can be devastating, and it's team damage. It does. It can wipe out the whole team.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. So you've got Black Bolt throwing out. He'll help you get to 4 charge tiles real quick. Storm just constantly creates charge tiles. Her black power just creates one every turn. And then if you do use Aces and Eights with Gambit, he'll destroy 2 charge tiles but create 3.
That's one more, isn't it?
So you're just throwing out charge tiles like mad, and then when you get 9 black, boom. So it's a pretty good team. I don't know how defensively it would work. I know you'd have to take out Black Bolt first, because his automatic damage every round would not be good. So it might be okay defensively. I mean, it's not meta, but it sounds like a pretty good team. So if you got Storm, actually, I guess it's hard to get the other two as well, but I'm completely missing powers on Storm since she's fairly recent. But yeah, give it a try. Charge tiles galore. So there you go. Storm, take her at a 5-3-5. Black Bolt at a 5-5-3. and Gambit at a 355. Three different builds. So, yeah, there you go. Try it out. That's your synergy for this week. Thanks to Unify.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do. I'm checking out this Android gym bundle for the low, low price of $14.99.
Yeah, I saw somebody in the Alliance already bought it.
Yeah, I don't know how shards work, but you get some of those as well. Like, obviously, I knew how they work. I just don't know the numbers yet. Is 415 a whole level?
Yeah, yeah. It costs 400 for a 4-star, so.
How about for a 3-star?
It costs you 300.
All right. So you get 3 regular torch covers plus 320 of his shards. You get 1 Android gym cover plus 415 of his shards, plus a mighty and some 1,100 hero points, command points. Seems okay. Seems like a good deal for $15. But yeah, Steam's open. I'm ready to go. Should I start opening?
Sure.
All right. Let's see what Beta Ray Bill has got for me. Let's try this circular portion of his breastplate.
The suspense is killing me.
It's the oldest trick in the book. It's the Star-Lord. I probably didn't need that. I feel like I have him championed or at max covers, which would be worse. Okay. Yep, I saved it. He's at a 544.
Yeah, well, at least it's, you know, already going to be another level when you do champ him.
It is, but I think it was enough to... gave me shards that I needed from someone who I had favorited. Oh my goodness, why don't I have anybody... Oh no, I'm looking at the wrong screen. So I think I am about to live a dream of mine for some time. I now... are you playing with a Tamagotchi?
A what?
I don't know. It sounds like someone's playing with, like, a Tamagotchi or a Nintendo Game & Watch in the background.
Oh, I thought that was you clicking in Steam.
Is it? I thought that was one of you guys.
I don't know.
Oh, no. It could be me. It's wacky. I don't love it. I'm going to stop participating. But I did get enough shards to finally finish Ghost Rider. 4-star Ghost Rider.
Oh, so well, that is awesome.
The long 552 Ghost Rider is now a 553 Ghost Rider.
Very nice.
I'm going to go ahead and champion him and respec him and feel better about my day. You guys can open up some covers.
I've got 2 that I'm going to open.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm going to do a traditional eye poking and get the very much loved Gwenpool Sploits.
Yuck.
And then for the second one, another 4-star. Hey, it's Gwenpool Sploits.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's a bad day. Sorry, dude.
I'm going to give the game a few seconds here to get all those sploits out of the random number generator.
That takes her up to level 319. At least with the next one, I get a latest legend.
So even though I know I'm wrong, another thing that I just realized I love about Ghost Rider is that I can spec him at 445 and feel good about it. Because if it's not penance there, meh.
I suppose that's true.
All right, I'm going to poke the horse right in the teeth. It's a 4-star. Oh, he's a character. Prowler.
Prowler does indeed exist.
Oh, eye poke gets me, however, a purple.
All right.
Beta Ray Bill, defender of 2, not 1, 2 peoples.
Nice. Congratulations.
So that's my beta. My bill's up to a 121. Prowler is at level 275.
Samurai did mention that he thinks that we have some champ levels from shards that we haven't taken advantage of. I do have a few characters who have...
I do not. I just looked into it. I only have Hammercap that needs
and what
champ
is he
levels
at?
From shards. Let me go back, because then I have other roster questions while we're here. Hammercap is at a 322.
Yeah.
So I don't know what... that's fine.
Right.
I'll just sit on those shards for
That's
now.
Exactly where I'm at with a couple of my 5-stars. I have shards that I could level them, but they're 322 and a 223. I'm not doing it because I don't know what covers I'm just saving the shards till I know where they're going to be the most useful. So
okay, so let's take a quick second to talk about some 4-star characters.
But then Samurai posts, you know, a picture of Craig's roster, and there's so many people who could level from shards. It's insane.
I thought I spent all those.
Did you? Was it this afternoon, right before the show?
Isn't that the little uppy arrow with the
box next to it?
With the door on the side of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
If I click that, it says more space for heroes.
Hmm. Well, maybe this was from a time long ago. Okay. So now back to me and my needs.
All right.
Here is, I'm going to expand it to three characters because I just noticed another one that I'm a little, well, wait, I'll go four. I'll make it challenging for the peoples.
Automatic for the people.
All right. So now the Ghost Rider is done. I have, here's some people in contention to replace him because of the way I want them to get better. I've got Wasp, and she's at a 5.51 and has been for a while. I've got Mr. Fantastic, and he's at a 5.15 and has been for a while. But then I could also go with Nova, who's at a 4.53, but I don't think that's as urgent. Oh, no, here it is. It's Ant-Man. He's at a 1.55. So I would like to correct one of those 1.55 situations with the presence of shards. Wasp, Ant-Man, or Mr. Fantastic. Nova's doing okay on his own. We'll ignore him for now.
In my opinion, Ant-Man is the most potential of those characters.
Okay.
Wow. Samurai completely disagrees with me. He says Wasp, then Nova, then Ant-Man. To me, Ant-Man is dangerous. I always underestimate Ant-Man, and then by the time I get around to him, I realize that he's killing me.
Okay. Craig, you're not going to play?
I mean, of those characters, I like Nova the best, but...
Okay, I was going to say, there's other people I could try to pepper in there that if it'll make you feel better. I got X-23 stuck at a 5.25.
Oh, I like her. She's good.
I have a surprising number of 4 stars that are fully covered and non-champed. I'll have to try to play the game some more and earn some ISO so I can champ some of these guys.
Yeah, that's what I look at every time I look at mine. I'm like, oh, I have like 5 characters that could be champed. I can't pay for any of them.
Yeah, but mine are only 4 stars. Like, I feel like I should be able to. Like, poor Professor X is it here. Joe's turning over in his grave.
I think I have 4 or 5 4-stars that have 13 covers that are just sitting there.
All right, I'll consider all of your everyone's input. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got 4 4-stars with 13 covers that I can't champ.
No, Twomp, I do not have that problem. I do not have the problem of a lack of ISO. I'm currently sitting at 6,500,000.
Good Lord.
That's so much. Good for you, though. Congratulations. And thanks to this guy?
This guy. Ian, what's in the podcast network?
I can't say that I know. A show called The Profane Argument. You should check it out. It's awesome. There's probably a bunch of other great shows. It's the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have a complete list of all these shows, current and archived.
I know Joe has like 9 shows now.
Does he?
Yeah, they keep spinning off his shows into other shows depending on your Patreon level.
Oh.
So there's like they're going through Mel Brooks movies or something. That's a show. You know, they got the normal show and then the After Dark show. He's got Atod's wrestling show. He's got like 5, 6 shows.
I think given the fact that this is Marvel Puzzle Quest, we should probably distinctly mention that Long Box Heroes is a comic book show. So if you're looking for one, there's one on there. Comic book.
Yeah, I very much enjoy listening to Todd and Joe every week.
Yeah, a lot of options.
Sometimes they give me things and I go, oh, I should try and go to the comic book store and pick that up when I pick up my normal stuff.
Yeah.
Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
The Lamborghini. We haven't done that for a while.
The Lamborghini and podcast networks.
Vroom, vroom. I think that's all I got. You guys have anything else?
I believe I am satisfied.
I too. Thumbs up for this show.
Very good. Thanks everybody for joining us in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, place to be. You know the drill, the Amazon banner, the Cafe Press site, so on and so on, yada, yada, yada. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, what doom lurks in the shadows? Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Yeah.